From the Gospel of John, chapter 18. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Franz Kafka encountered a little girl in the park where he went walking daily. She was crying. She had lost her doll and she was devastated. Her nanny was sitting on a nearby bench having no idea what to do. Kafka offered to help her look for the doll, promising to look all over the park, and he arranged to meet them there the next day. But he could not find the doll. So he came up with an idea. He composed a letter from the doll and read it to the little girl when they met. "Please do not be sad. I have gone on a trip to see the world. I will write you of my adventures." This was the beginning of many letters. When he and the little girl met, he read her these carefully composed letters of the imagined adventures of the beloved doll, and the little girl was comforted. One day, they knew they were no longer going to be able to meet, and so on that day, he brought her a doll. Now, it did not look like the doll she'd had before. An attached letter explained, "My travels have changed me." Many years later, the now grown girl found a note stuffed into an unnoticed crevice in the doll. The note said, "Everything that you love, you will eventually lose. But in the end, love will return in a different form." Now, there are people who say this story really happened, and others who say it is not based on fact. What I believe is that this story contains truth, which is much more important than whether it is fact or fiction. What is truth? Pilate's question is one that never stops being relevant. Today we are so bombarded with information, much of it conflicting, it's difficult to decide what is true about what's happening. When it comes to the news, we tend to decide who we trust and determine that we will believe their words are truth, and we go with that perspective. Now, on this Sunday in 1925, Pope Pius XI instituted Christ the King Sunday. That was much after the rest of the holidays on the church calendar. He did it because he felt that the followers of Christ were being lured away by the increasing secularism of the world. They were choosing to live in the kingdom of the world rather than the reign of God. The Protestants followed the Pope's lead, deciding it was a struggle we all shared. And so on this Sunday before Advent, before we prepare for the inbreaking of God into the world in Jesus, we stop And we declare that we do not give allegiance to any other person, principality, or power claiming to be sovereign in our lives. We may have other pieces of our identity or organizations that claim our loyalty and our commitment, but ultimately, the only worship that belongs in our lives is the worship of God, the truth that is Jesus. We look at the gospel to see the truth of who Jesus was, and we look at the world through that lens to find the truth of who Jesus is and how his truth is being told in us today. What is truth? Jesus doesn't answer Pilate's question in words, but the answer is there anyway. In the next verses, he goes to the cross. He doesn't run away. He doesn't let his followers find him a way out. The cross, God's self-giving love for the world, is the answer. Jesus' reign is the reign of God's love. As Paul Hammer says, truth finally is not words. It is the Word made flesh in Jesus. What is truth has everything to do with Jesus as King. We know this because he tells us so. He tells us that he was born for this, to testify to the truth. Jesus' identity is the truth. His reign is not limited by anything. He still reigns today. His kingdom is not bound by time or space, but it is anywhere we see it lived out, where the Word is embodied, where we find our truth in his way. We know that truth is more than facts. It is more than something we can easily state, easily get our heads around. Truth itself cannot be easily proven. Truths like God is always with us, and there is such a thing as peace that passes understanding, even in the midst of grief we never imagined. And we know that God cares about the least and the lost and the last. We know these things because the truth of Jesus tells us so. When we join the church, when we baptize, we say that we renounce evil and its power in the world. Those are not one-time promises. They are lifelong opportunities to ask ourselves the question, what does it mean to us to say that the truth of Jesus reigns in our hearts and in our minds, in our bodies, and in our souls? Teacher put on a movie for her sixth grade class and told the students to take notes. She stopped the movie after 10 minutes and confronted Steve, saying, "I told you to take notes and you're not doing it." Only problem was he was. There was a paper on his desk and he was writing, and he said that, and she said, "I told you to take notes, you're not doing it, you need to get up, you're going to the principal's office." One of the other kids said, "He's taking notes." And she said, "Really? Do you want to go too?" And that was it. The room went quiet. She sent him out of the room with anger covering her face. And then she turned back around and she said, "Did you see how easy that was?" There will be times when we have to decide whether we are going to stay quiet in the face of worldly authority and power or stand with the truth. The truth that Jesus shows us. The truth we know to be true. To be ready for those moments, we need to worship. We need to pray. We need to read the Bible, and we need to come together as people of God. to remind ourselves that we want to reflect the truth that is Jesus. May we be ready when it is our turn to answer the question, what is truth, out loud in our lives? In Jesus' name, amen.